We'll share that coming up with you here in just a bit.
All right.
The door said, gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse?
Oh, yeah.
The restroom door said, gentlemen, it must have been a gag. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day.
There you go. It's our buddy Bob Rivers there.
Poor fellow.
Yeah. Again, just a prank. It was just a prank. By the way, It's a Wonderful Life, which is really one of my favorite holiday movies.
Me too.
Really like it.
Me three.
Premiered on this date in 1946. And Frank Capra. And it was a, you know, so-so hit. It was just kind of, because Frank Capra had done some pretty good work and people didn't really like it. Now here we are, 1946. Guys, that's
an enduring classic for sure.
George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
There you go. Angels getting wings and all that. Well, so just real quick on the political scene. John Bolton is saying what everybody else was scared to say, that Hillary Clinton faked the concussion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said it. And what he said is, this is diplomatic illness to beat the band. I mean, I was hoping it was nothing serious, but this was revealed in a way that I think was not transparent, and I think it's their obligation to be, her obligation to be here. And, you know, she is the most, one of the most powerful women in the world.
True.
If you faint and hit your head and have a concussion, I think they're going to roll an ambulance. I mean, I don't know. I'm just,
without question.
I'm thinking they would, but
well, this harkens back to the whole Whitewater, and that, you know, years later, we found this box of records in the attic.
Oh, look, we didn't know it was there.
She's got a track record of being conspicuously inconspicuous when need be.
Yeah. And then, of course, idiot media again. Good old idiot media. You can't beat them. Yesterday, they have a news conference about gun control, okay?
Yep.
Nobody asks any questions about gun control. I mean, zero for like the first four or five questions, because they're talking about other stuff like the fiscal cliff, or, you know, or did they ask who the president thought was going to win The Voice? I mean, I don't know. But it's but, you know, what that does to other people in other countries is that the media doesn't care anything about it. And so, and again, they do it in a way that, you know, they want to get their answers to their questions. They don't care what the president's talking about. Hello.
Back to Hillary for a second. Okay. If she did slip and fall and had this concussion, I think that would probably disqualify her for running in 2016.
Exactly right. Could have a fall in the bathroom, and that would keep that from happening. Now, they did eventually get to talking about guns in the news conference. Jake Tapper, good old Jake from ABC, raised a pretty good question, noting that this isn't the first time there has been gun violence in the president's 4 years in office. He said, where have you been? I mean, he said that to the president. Where have you been on gun control? All of a sudden he's coming out with
like
this.
Like in Chicago.
Yeah, something like that, where it's pretty much become the death capital of America. Anyway, he defended his gun control record by saying, I don't think I've been on vacation. Well, yeah, you have. You have, but
a lot.
Uh-huh. And then the other thing is, they say, okay, this is the last question, and they ask the question, and then he leaves. And as he's leaving, people keep yelling questions out to him, as if, what, he's going to stop and go, oh, yeah, that's a good question, come back and answer it.
They always do that.
Yeah, he's leaving, okay? He said he was leaving. He's leaving.
Oh, well, they're hoping for the presidential encore.
There you go. Speaking of Encore, Barack Obama is now the two-time winner of the Time Magazine Person of the Year, and the second after George W. Bush to get the nod in both the year of his election and re-election. So it's happened before. So there you go. And if you care, and if you want to, and it's obvious that they take tons of pictures of any president, but you can go up on the website, I think, for Time, and it shows lots of pictures of him. And some of them are 125 of them. There's a bunch of them. I kind of scrolled through some of them this morning. But the first one shows the leader of the free world acting like he's caught in the web of Spidey. And Spidey is like some little kid who's about 4 years old who's a staffer's child. And he's in his Spidey outfit, and he's pointing at the president, and the president's acting like he's caught up in the web. So, I mean, it's kind of cool.
It was cute.
Yeah. Politically, you know, you may not agree with him, but obviously he enjoys relating to kids. Hey, hey, and you got to be excited.
He's got to deal with the House and Senate.
Oh, yeah, he's got to deal with children in Congress. So, yeah, he's that's all right.
It was there.
Yep. The White House announced yesterday the federal government's going to sell those 200 million shares, about 40% of GM. They're not going to be Government Motors anymore. Selling them back to the automaker, and apparently then we'll be out of the company by March of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Now, GM plans to buy back 200 million shares of its common stock currently held by the Treasury for $5.5 billion. That'll mean that U.S. taxpayers will lose what we could call several billion dollars in the deal, okay? So that whole thing about Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is still alive, fine. But to keep them alive, we, U.S. American taxpayers, going to get to swallow several billion dollars in losses. So,
just where's the Obamacare for that?
Yeah.
But
really?
Family.